By the numbers, it's clear Chicago is still in the grip of a tremendous spike in violence. So far this year, according to the city's police department, there have been more than 2,500 shootings and nearly 500 murders. Last year, 762 people were killed, the most homicides in two decades.
Our member station WBEZ is reporting on the city's gun violence. Their series is called Every Other Hour. That's about how often there's a shooting in Chicago. They've been exploring the question of who picks up a gun and why.
In Chicago, research shows that the shooters are more likely to be teenagers. Today, WBEZ's Patrick Smith has this story on two young men who talk about how they joined gangs and how they struggled to get out.
I mean, the things that we do, like when we go retaliate, it is a bad thing, you know, like, but people just don't know why we do the shooting. Like, there's a story behind why we shoot people.
That's Alex. We're not using his full name or the other shooter I talked to named Jaime because some of the crimes they openly talk about occurred when they were juveniles, and they fear gang retribution. Alex, who is 21 now, says when he joined a gang, he was only 12 and living in a neighborhood on the southwest side of Chicago. He says it all started in eighth grade when he got suspended for the first time. That was for bringing a BB gun to school. Alex says that earned him a reputation, and soon the guys he calls the neighborhood knuckleheads started hanging out with him.
We used to hang out a lot until one day, like, some gang member approached us and started chilling with us, you know, like, he kind of told us that we wanted to join, that we'll be promised money, drugs, and protection. I wish that guy would have never approached us because, like, he introduced us into, like, this lifestyle that I'm in now. Like, if it wasn't for him, I probably would have just been playing Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Alex says at first he made a lot of money selling drugs and helped his mom pay bills. But quickly, the violence made him regret joining the gang.
These guys were doing, like, killing people, actually. Like, I'm supposed to ride along with these guys, watch them kill somebody. So next time I come, I know how to kill somebody.
Soon, Alex was the one holding the gun.
The first time I hit somebody with a bullet intentionally was when I was 13 years old.
Alex was out in his gang's neighborhood, and one of the older gang leaders gave him a gun, a .45 caliber handgun, and deputized him as security for the block.
I took the gun as a little kid. I really didn't know how to use a gun.
Alex says he got in the alleyway and kept watch until a car filled with four people pulled up and asked if they had weed for sale. Alex says they were actually rival gang members trying to get the jump on them. When one of Alex's friends approached the car to sell them drugs, they leapt out and attacked him.
As soon as the guy jumped out the car, he charged at us with a bat, not knowing that I had a gun on me. So I pulled it out, and I was aiming for his chest, and I squeezed the trigger about four or five times, striking him in the chest. And as soon as I pulled the trigger once, the gun, it jerked my shoulder back. But after that, like, I felt a little bit, like, hyped up.
The guy he shot survived, but police caught Alex with the gun and charged him as a juvenile, according to court records. He spent about 2.5 years shuffling between juvenile jail, home confinement, and youth prison. When he got out, the gang rewarded Alex with drugs and money and props for pulling the trigger to protect his fellow gang members. But eventually, Alex wanted out of the gang. He even went back to school to get his GED.
I was doing so good. I had a job. I wasn't going to my hood for a year and a half. And you not showing your face around the block, it's consequences, you know? It's called the SOS, smash on sight. You know, like, when they catch you, they beat you.
At first, I did have SOS. I had smash on sight.
That's Jaime. He joined a gang when he was 13 years old. He says when he tried to get out, he was threatened with a beating, too. But now, the threats are more serious.
We got him on another SOS. We got him on shoot on sight.
Jaime says in the past, he was often the shooter for his gang.
That's how I earned my nickname, Trigger.
Jaime says he never planned to join a gang, but after his brother died of a drug overdose, he says he started to feel lost and hopeless. Then, all of his closest friends joined a gang together. Jaime was being threatened by other gang members when he walked home from school, so Jaime joined up with the same gang as the rest of his friends. He says he was 15 the first time an older gang member, called OGs, handed him a gun and told him to go shoot rivals.
That day, the OGs wanted one of the shorties to go handle business. Nobody wanted to do it. They're like, you do it. I was like, man, I'll do it. Like, I want to do it.
Jaime enjoyed shooting, but he began to feel that he and the other kids were being used by older gang members.
It was an adrenaline rush. I'd be so blind at the fact that I was getting sent off, you know? I was a walking send off, bro. Like, they'll send me and the shorties off because they didn't want to do it themselves, but they still want people to get shot.
But still, the gang meant a lot to Jaime, and it took him a long time to finally leave. He says his gang gave him protection and something to belong to.
They accept anybody, bro. Anybody. It don't matter if you're geeky or something, they're going to accept you, bro. That's the thing. A lot of people don't know how to do it. They don't know how to accept people. They don't know how to bring them in with open arms, you know? Everybody wants to just choose their own circle. Like, nah, gangs, they accept anybody, bro. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to come home.
Jaime lives with his mom and says he's trying to stay out of the gang. He works as a busboy and aspires to be a rapper. Alex says he tried so hard to stay out of trouble, too. After a year and a half away from the gang, he was taking welding classes at a community college when one of his closest friends was shot and killed by rival gang members. Alex went back to his block, took the beating waiting for him for dropping out of the gang, and asked for a gun so he could get revenge.
Sometimes, like, there's a big story behind why the guy shot him, you know, or why the guy wants to shoot somebody. And, I mean, it's about whose gang's the toughest, actually, or what gang got the most kills, you know? It's like, who dies the fastest, you know?
Alex ended up shooting at a group of people on a porch. He didn't hit anyone, but he got caught by police right after. He talks about gangbanging, retaliation, and violence like an addict talks about drugs. He knows it's bad for him and everyone around him, but something about it keeps pulling him back. When I talked with him earlier this year, he was under house arrest. We sat in his living room while he wore an electronic monitoring bracelet around his ankle. Since then, he's been incarcerated and is now awaiting trial. When he talked about the cycle of violence, he was adamant that avenging his friend's death was the righteous thing to do. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Smith in Chicago.
That story is part of a project looking at gun violence in Chicago by member station WBEZ. The project is called Every Other Hour, and you can find out more about it at npr.org.
Tomorrow, Chicago's violence reaches an anti-gun activist.
These parents that I'm helping, their kids got killed. How do I know that your kid ain't killed my people? How do I know?
We'll hear one Chicago mother and the startling choice she made as our series continues.